Hello there, and welcome to What You May Have Miffed. And this week, we are heading to somewhere we have visited a couple of times before. The land where people throw big logs for fun. Where they see the sun for a total of 20 minutes every year and have constant rain for the rest. The land that is home to the water of life that is whiskey. Scotland. Yes, the land that has so much rain that many people decided to stay indoors and invent something useful, like the steam engine, or the television, or tarmac, or the fridge, or the kaleidoscope, or the Chilean Navy, or the telephone, or the electric clock, or lime cordial. Today's story doesn't include any of these things, but before I tell you what it does contain, let me remind you that if you head to www.talesfromthetrunk.co.uk, you can follow the adventures of Percy and Engelbert through the letters they send. And if there is a topic of an episode you would like to hear, then drop me a message on Instagram or TikTok. And if you could hit that download button on the episode, then that's really helpful to me, and thank you to everyone who has done that already. Right. This week's short story from Scotland that includes a fairy, some cakes, a baby, some clothes, and a Scottish accent. A Vision of the Dead. There once dwelt in Nithsdale a woman who was enabled by fairy aid to see the spirits of the dead in the other world. This was how it came about. One day she sat spinning wool in her house. Her baby lay in a cradle beside her, listening to the soft humming sound of the spinning wheel and her mother's sweet song. Suddenly a rustling, like the rustling of dead leaves in the wind, was heard at the door. The woman looked up and saw a beautiful lady clad in green and carrying a baby. She entered and, smiling sweetly, spoke and said, "Will you nurse my bonny baby until I return?" The woman answered, "Aye, I shall do that." She took the baby in her arms and the lady went away, promising to return. But the day went past and night came on, and still she did not come back for her child. The woman wondered greatly, but she wondered even more the next morning when she awoke to find beside her bed beautiful new clothes for her children and some delicious cakes. Being very poor, she was glad to dress her children in the new clothes and to find that they fitted well. The cakes were of wheaten bread and had a honey flavour. It was a great delight to the children to eat them. The lady did not return that day or the next. Weeks went past, and the woman nursed the strange child. Months went past, and still the lady stayed away. On many a morning, wheaten cakes with honey flour were found in the house, and when the children's clothes were nearly worn out, new clothing was provided for them as mysteriously as before. Summer came on, and one evening the lady, clad in green, again entered the house. A child who was playing on the floor stretched forth her hand to grasp the shining silver spangles that adorned her gown, but to his surprise, his hands passed through them as if they were sunbeams. The woman perceived this and knew that her visitor was a fairy. Said the fairy lady, "You have been kind to my bonny baby. I will now take her away." The woman was sorry to part with the child and said, "You have a right to her, but I love her dearly." Said the fairy, "Come with me, and I shall show you my house." The woman went outside with the fairy. They walked through a wood together and then began to climb a green hill on the sunny side. When they were halfway to the top, the fairy said something which the woman did not understand. No sooner had she spoken than the turf on a bank in front of them lifted up and revealed a door. This door opened, and the two entered through the doorway. When they did so, the turf came down, and the door was shut. The woman found herself in a bare chamber, which was dimly lit. "Now you shall see my home," said the fairy woman, who took from her waist belt a goblet containing a green liquid. She dropped 3 drops of this liquid into the woman's left eye, and said, "Look now." The woman looked, and was filled with wonder. A beautiful country stretched out in front of her. There were green hills fringed by trees, crystal streams flashing in sunshine, and a lake that shone like burnished silver. Between the hills there lay a field of ripe barley. The fairy then dropped 3 drops of the green liquid in the woman's right eye, and said, "Look now." The woman looked, and she saw men and women she had known in times past cutting the barley and gathering fruit from the trees. She cried out, "I see many who once lived on earth and have long been dead. What are they doing here?" Said the fairy, "These people are suffering punishment for their evil deeds." When she had spoken thus, the fairy woman passed her hand over the woman's eyes, and the vision of green hills and harvest fields and reapers vanished at once. She found herself standing once more in the bare, dimly lighted chamber. Then the fairy gave her gifts of cloth and healing ointments, and, leading her to the door, bade her farewell. The door opened, the turf was lifted up, and the woman left the fairy's dwelling and returned to her own home. For a time she kept the power of seeing the fairies as they went to and fro near her house. But one day she spoke to one of them, and the fairy asked, "With which eye do you see me?" Said the woman, "I see you with both my eyes." The fairy breathed on her eyes, and then was lost to sight. Never again did the woman behold the fairies, for the power that had been given her was taken away from her eyes by this fairy to whom she had spoken. Well, there we go. A lady who was briefly able to see fairies. A short, sweet story from Scotland. What did you make of it? I know it was rather brief, but next week's episode will be a normal-length weekly one, and one that is slightly different to previous episodes. But that is for next week, because now it is time for On This Day in History. And on the 21st of March 1413, Henry of Monmouth, Prince of Wales, victor at battles like Shrewsbury and Agincourt, became King Henry V of England upon the death of his father, Henry IV. In 1965, Martin Luther King Jr. began his march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. And on this day, in 1975, after 3,000 years, Ethiopia abolished its monarchy. And that's your lot this week. But remember to drop me a message if there's a particular episode that you would like to hear. And head over to the Tales from the Trunk website and Instagram to find out more about Percy and Engelbert. And you shall hear me again next week for another episode of What You May Have Missed.